Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. So tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Robux. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Friday, February the 10th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, we want to continue with part two of a seven-part series entitled Selective Cleronomic Integration versus Holistic Cleronomic Integration. We're talking about the aspects of you that you use to express, expose, and to expand your God-given diakonia. Now, each and every one of us has a particular way by which we express ourselves. And what's important for us to understand is that how we express ourselves, again, is how the world expresses itself. So whatever venue of the three venues that we use is how the world uses you. So if you use your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, or your intellect, then the world reflects that back to you. So you are receiving back exactly what you send out. So if you are using claironomics and you're using one aspect of the management of the soul, and the soul consists of the mind, the will, the emotions, imagination, and the intellect. Today we want to break down the mind. So if you are seeing the world from the vantage point that utilizes your mind, the way that you see things or the way that the world returns these things back to you is through the use of the mind. And so your mind is the primary way by which you see the world and the way that the world sees you. Now, this is extremely important when we talk about identifying your negative habit patterns, identify your core imprinting, and identify the psychological barriers that are limiting or prohibiting you from oscillating or vibrating at your best. And so this might sound complicated, but it is based upon a simple principle of simply substituting your negative habit pattern with a life-sustaining pattern. This, again, leads to a feeling of encouragement, a feeling of support. It also strengthens your thoughts, and it strengthens your self-image and your self-confidence, and it builds your self-worth. And this is what claironomics does. So how you think makes all of the difference. Right now, how you think makes all of the difference. So the term clairo that we talked about yesterday, it means the household management. Nomos means of the village. So if this is how you manage your village, how you manage your system. This is a self-regulating feedback system. Excuse me. It's like a thermostat. So claironomics is your thermostat. And the goal is for you to use all five pieces of the thermostat, not just one. And so it is the understanding that claironomics explains all of the mechanisms, and claironomics explains how to use these mechanisms to create a positive self-image. Claironomics is the ability, it gives you the power to create a positive self-image. When you establish this positive self-image, that removes the psychological barriers. It gives you the power to bring out the psychological barrier, because by maintaining a positive self-image, you are creating a positive unconditional environment of love. The only way to examine your core imprint is in an environment of unconditional love. The only way to examine your negative habit pattern is in a mental environment of love. The only way to examine your psychological barriers is in a positive environment of love. It is your job to create that positive environment of love for yourself. Let me say that again. It is your job to create that positive environment of unconditional love for yourself. Let me say that again. It is your job to create a positive environment of unconditional love for yourself, not nobody else's. This is how you are able to create a life-sustaining pattern. One thing that I've noticed over all the years of doing this is that just about all of my clients, and myself included, have suffered from very low self-esteem. Most people, myself included, have severe emotional scars from their past. And these emotional scars from your past lead you to an inaccurate self-image and perception, self-esteem, self-worth. So your self-worth determines your net worth. Since you have a low and inaccurate self-image, you have a low and inaccurate net worth. Old self-image that you have right now is what is sabotaging and preventing you from making any changes in your life. If you do not create this self-image for yourself that allows yourself to examine yourself, you will continue to be unhappy, and you will continue to exhibit unhappy behavior because of, again, you have a negative self-replicating feedback system. This is a negative habit pattern. So this negative habit pattern is constantly focusing on your old memory rather than focusing on the corrective action. So the solution is for you to create an accurate and positive view of yourself. The solution is for you to create an automatic success mechanism and remove the negative, the automatic subconscious negative habit pattern or fear-based or fear mechanism. And one of the best ways to do that is with the mind. And so your mind is what we want to discuss today. Now, there are five elements that you have to use in order for you to be successful, and the one of the most important pieces of the puzzle is the mind. Now, your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect is what makes up your soul. And so the human mind, again, is the part of you that processes what we think or what we feel, that leads to what we feel. In other words, the mind, if you go to dictionary.com, you look at the definition of the word mind, it said it is the element that processes reason. It's the element, or it's the part of the brain that processes your thoughts or what you think, which leads to what you feel. So your mind is the conscious and the unconscious mental process or mental activity. Now, your mind is the facilitator. Your mind is the area that actually holds other parts of the soul. Your mind is your intellectual capacity or your intellectual power. So your mind, again, part of the soul, and your mind also is the container for the soul. So your mind, again, if we look at it from a world history perspective, if we go to dictionary.com and you look at the word origin, if you go back and you go back to and trace back the etymology of the word mind means memory. So the mind, your mind is the part that contains the memory. The mind is the state of being. Remember, the mind is the state of being thought. So when the Bible says bring every thought into captivity, it talks about and it is addressing the conscious aspect of your being. Your mind is where your intention lies. Let me say that again. Your mind is where your intention lies. Let me say that one more time. Your mind is where your intention lies. So people who express themselves through their mind, they have selected this one piece of the soul, and they have neglected the other four pieces of the soul. But what they are doing is the world that we live in is based upon intention, because the word means intention means intense. And so the mind is the part of the brain that makes you intense. The mind is a part of the brain where your intention lies. Now, that word is, intention is interesting because that is the act of determining the mental process. So the word intention is what are you intending to do? The word intention means I have a positive effect, or I am determining a direction. So intention means what are you intending to do? Intention comes from the word intent. So the word intention is the word intent, I on. It means I am on this intent. I am in this state of tense. So it is a state. It is a mental disposition. So your mind maintains your tense. You either past tense, you are present tense, you are future tense. But the one that nobody talks about, which is the one that I highly recommend, for you to be intense. So when I ask you what are your intentions, what I am addressing is the mind aspect of the soul. People who, again, they say the road to hell is paved with good intention. So a intent is something that you intend to do. It is the state of your mind. So your mind, your intention is the part that directs the actions. It's the thing that moves you in the direction of a particular subject. So what you, your intent is what you intend. You go in and you tend to something. So if I ask you what are your intentions, you say, well, I intend to get up and go to work today. So the word intend, that means that your mind, that's something you want to get done. So the reason why the intention, the world that we live in is controlled by intention. Because what you put in your mind is what you intend to do. And what you intend to do is your intent. And your intent is the image or the picture of the thing that you want done. It is a plan. So your intent is what you intend. It is a particular word map, a mind map, or a design. And so if I ask you what did you mean or what did you intend when you said that statement, that means you went in and then you tend, T-E-N-D. So to tend, it means a particular operation. It means that I want to effect. Tend means that I am leaning, that I am moving in the direction of, I have a way of thinking. It means I want to lead. So tend means I want a resulting condition. Tend means that I am intending or that I have a tendency. So tend, intend, means that I have a tendency, T-E-N-D-E-N-C-Y. It means that I am inclined to, or I have a tendency. So what type of tendencies do you have? Do you have a tendency to lie? A tendency to steal? Do you have a tendency? That's tend. That's intent. That's the mind. Mind is what you intend. It's your intendency. I always tend to do this. Because why? That is a natural prevailing disposition to move or to proceed or to act in the direction of. So the mind lets me know that this is the natural ruling disposition that you selected. Notice all pieces of the soul are vehicles that you use to move you in the direction of your goal or take you away from your goal, because you are a soul, but you are a spirit that has possession of a soul. So, like a kid playing a video game, you are seeding your spirit as a controller. Your spirit uses your soul. Your soul is the controller that animates your body. And so how you using your controller, you have a controller that has five knobs on it, five different ways that you can use to control your body. You have selected only one. And the one that you have selected today, the one that we're talking about, the one that we're talking about today is the mind. So if you have selected to use your mental capacity by which to control your soul, that means that you have a tendency, that you have intention. So you will find yourself saying this statement a lot. You would do something bad, and you would always say, that was not my intention. That's how you know the part of the soul that you are using to manifest and to control your body is your intention. Now, the universe is controlled by intention. Now, the universe is also controlled by will. The universe is also controlled by emotions. The universe is also controlled by imagination. The universe is also in control by your intellect. Now, by the end of this series, hopefully you will come to the place to see the value in using all five pieces of the soul to control the body. Your spirit wants to access all five pieces of your soul, but those pieces of your soul are already possessed by other entities or a other entity called your ego. And that ego is the strong man, it's the straw man, it's the fake man. And the ego is not allowing the neo to oscillate or to vibrate so that way it can control the body. That's why you are out of control in certain areas. One area, you got to get under together, man. You may be in the area of wealth, man, off the hizzle for shizzle. But in the area of relationship, oh, man, you suck. Things need improvement. Or you may have it together in the area of relationships, and you ain't got two nickels to rub together. Because why? You have selected a clarinomic integration that is not holistic. That means that you are expressing yourself, you have taken your spirit, and your spirit is operating your soul, but your soul cannot connect to its source because you're only using one aspect of the soul. So your job, again, is to realize that all of the blood cells inside of your body are actually individual people. Think of it this way. If your body, now, how many blood cells do you have inside of your body? How many cells, just period, do you have inside of your body? Trillions and trillions. Each cell is exactly like you. You are a cell inside of the body of Christ. Christ is a cell inside of the body of God. So we are a mini version of a bigger version. So right now, all of the things that we are doing right now, can you imagine trillions of people inside of your body right now doing exactly what we are doing right now? Listening, talking, eating, fighting, you know, fun, fighting, effing, procreating. You're just going through your life inside of your body. That's what's going on. Each cell in your body is an individual universe, an individual city. It got the white blood cells. They're like the cops. It got your immune system. It got the electrical system. It got the chromosomes. It got your own garbage system. It got your own street. Now, inside, if you looked up, the holy city is the holy cell. Now, this is inside of my book, Christened for Christ. So inside of your body, the Bible says that we are many members of one body. We're all members of the body of Christ. Well, everything inside of your body, they are all members of the body of you. So you are the CEO of You Incorporated. You are the chief executive officer. You are God of your body. I know that's contrary to your theology. And if you are a traditional Cretan, that kind of ruffles your feathers a little bit. Because you have not been told that ye are gods, according to Psalms 82, verse 6, according to John chapter 10, verse 34. So I'm not making this up. This is inside of your Bible. So Psalms 82, so that way we all understand, says, Psalms 82, verse 5 says, they do not know. Nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All. How many? 10. No. 20. No. 100,000. No. All. All of the foundations of the earth are shaken. That's you. You are the foundations of the earth. I have said, verse 6, Psalms 82, verse 6, I have said, you are God. And all of you are sons of the Most High. Nevertheless, you will die like men and fall like one of the princes. Who is he talking to? If I say he's talking to the angels, what was your prior existence? Yeah, you was an angel. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. I understand. But you might want to listen to the series I did on ye, or you are a fallen angelus. You might want to look at the definition of the word angel before you say you ain't one. Look at the definition in the original text before you discount. English is a fallen language. The words in English are backwards. They are purposely changed so that way it can change your frequency. So that way you believe the lie. So what the English language is, that's why do you think they're promoting English around the world? Because English is the dumbest. English is the only language that doesn't change matter. The only one. Based upon cymatics. You go to YouTube, you type it in. You say, "What if I could speak Sanskrit, if I could speak Aramaic, if I could speak, I have a book called Hebrew, The Magical Language of God. If I could speak fluent Hebrew, we could do what's going to take us a year to do and probably a week. Do you know that in the ancient text, the Native Americans say whatever they were saying in their native tongues, and the sand on the ground would create a geometrical sacred geometry shape. Now, there's a guy that has a video of some Tibetan monks doing this. They're speaking, and the sand in the ground is moving. I pray to God you don't believe me. Go to YouTube and look it up for yourself. I've already done the research about 10 years ago. Sanskrit is one of the most ancient and most powerful languages on earth. So speaking is an angelic God. Only gods can speak and change matter. But you don't understand, because according to Psalms 82 verse 5, I'm not saying this, it's in your Bible, Psalms 82 verse 5, they do not know, they don't know, they don't understand. They walk about in darkness. That's inside your Bible. I'm not making it up. And so God is trying to tell you something that I've been trying to tell you for 20 years. I'm going to keep saying it because I know it's working for me. I don't know if it's working for you. Because, see, John 10, now everybody say, well, Brother Will, that's Old Testament, brother. The Old Testament is out. You know, we're under the New Testament now, brother. We're not under the law any longer. Okay, let's go to the New Testament then. The Old Testament said it. Now, what does the New Testament say? John 10:34. Let's read, we are not stoning you for your good works. Oh, okay, so Jesus did something that pissed somebody off. They said, this dude got to go. And Jesus said, well, why y'all trying to kill me, man? He said, well, we're not killing you because, you know, you made sand move around and, you know, turn water into wine, heal some folks, you know, brought Lazarus from the dead. No, we ain't stoning you because of your good works. Let me make sure you understand why the devil is making sure that you don't understand the word I'm saying. The devil could care less than the fact that you go make money. The devil is not concerned that you are wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. In fact, the devil will help you. You don't even need me. The devil will make sure you got plenty of money. The devil will make sure that you live a good ripe old age, and that man, you can run and fly the stairs at 150. He great. He has no problem. The devil will make sure that you know all ancient texts and all ancient knowledge. You know that the demons know the Bible too. They know the Bible better than you and me. They just don't apply it. The devil could tell us he will set you up with your dream. The devil wants you to be healthy. He wants you to be wealthy. He wants you to be wise. He wants you to be in a great relationship. That's what they was telling Jesus. Hey, dude, come on, man. We ain't stoning you because of your good works, said the Jews, but for blasphemy, because you are a man, but you walking around declaring yourself a God. Why do you think the devil don't want you listening to my show? Why do you think it was so difficult for you to come up with the money to join my program? Because this is what I'm going to tell you. Guess what I'm going to tell you? I'm going to tell you the truth, brother. I'm going to tell you the truth, sister, that you are the offspring of God, that you're made in the image, in the likeness of God, that you got a larynx that gives birth to mass and matter, and God is going to hold you accountable for every word that you speak, because every time you speak, you are creating a thought form being, and you got to take care of it. If you create it, you got to take care of it. And you don't understand because you, like me, have not been taught cleronomics, the household management. You are a poor manager. You are a poor steward. You are misapplying your energy, and you are misappropriating your funds, like me. And without the understanding that it is your job to manage your house, no man can go into a man's house if he first binds the strong man. And you are using one aspect of your soul, your mind, which is what we're talking about today, which is your intention, which is what you intend, which is your tendency. Well, I have a tendency to go off if somebody says something. Why? It's in your mind, brother. You got a mind flaw. And until you go in and take that entity out your brain, you will always have a tendency to go off on people. You will always have a tendency to do this. You always have a tendency. Now, you don't intend to do that, brother. If that wasn't my intent, man, but you said something, you pissed me off, so you know what happened when you pissed me off. You got hell to pay. Why? Because you're not using your will. You're not using your emotion. You're not using your imagination. You're not using your intellect to offset and to tell you when your mind starts acting cuckoo, Your will should say, hold up, dog, that's not what we want to do. Your emotions should kick in and say, yeah, he didn't really mean it that way. Your intellect, your imagination should say, hey, I remember back, y'all best friend, and now he said one word, and you got in your feeling and your intention, and you got a tendency to go off because of the fact that you only use one aspect of the soul, and the other four pieces you got at home on the shelf. And you forgot the most important thing, that you are the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. The offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. You are the author. The Bible says that. I'm not making this up. I wish I was making this up, but then I wouldn't have to. I wouldn't teach it. Everything I'm telling you, I prayed and begged and pleaded that it wasn't true. I was hoping to God it wasn't true, because then I got an excuse to continue to with my bad behavior. Because sin is profitable. It is good. Don't get it twisted. So my tendency, my natural prevailing disposition, was to move in the direction of evil. I like the fruit of the flesh. And the Father was like, yeah, that's not how you are designed. You're made in my image, in my likeness. What does that mean? That means you should be being God. Now, one of the books that we're going to break down is that book that I did, that series that I did a couple of months ago called Being God. Now, that is a cookie blower, unfortunately, because most people got an excuse. Remember what I tell you about those excuses? Y'all remember how they look? We talked about it yesterday. Now, one of my clients, man, wow, did a powerful, 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 powerful breakdown and walkthrough of the seven whys. And I asked him or her if I could use it as an example for everyone else that's a part of the group. So I will be emailing you that, and if you do that, because at the conclusion, him or her had a breakthrough. And that is what this series is all about. That is what 2012 is all about. This breakthrough was mind-numbing for me, that I even had to do mine all over again. Now, let me make sure you understand, brother, sister, what I'm saying. I will email it to everybody this afternoon, and I would like for everybody to please complete the seven whys that will answer and expose your core imprint. And once you expose that core imprint, man, it's going to take a while. You got to let it marinate. And yeah, it's going to be difficult, but we can do it. We're going to take it one imprint at a time. Because when you do the steps, it exposes the fact that you are not being God. Being means existence. God means love. As I said before, the only way that you can expose the bad guy is if you are in. Now, how do you get there? Remember how I started off the show? And I said, whose responsibility is it to create an unconditional environment of love? It is your responsibility. It's not your mate. It's not the government. It's not me. It's not the reverend, not the bishop. It's not your children. It's not Obama. It's not Trump. It is your responsibility to create a loving environment for you to drag out your demons and expose your core ugliness and say, I love that dude. Now, let me let you understand. Now, this is the part where I lose everybody, especially the traditional psychologist and the traditional therapist, because they think I am endorsing bad behavior. I need to make sure everybody got two wolves. You hear that old proverb, that whole Indian saying? The wolf that you feed is the wolf that's going to supply your need. So just because you got a bad wolf inside of you, and you ignore that bad wolf, and you feed that good wolf, and that good wolf starts to dominate and control the bad wolf, The bad wolf is still a part of you. The bad wolf is still a part of you. Now, that bad wolf is what the Bible calls a thorn in your side. Kill that bad wolf. Like Paul asked three times, kill the bad wolf, Father. Kill it, kill it. And what did the Father say? What did the Father, now this is inside your Bible. What did he say? Remember? He said that my grace is sufficient for you. The bad wolf that you're trying to kill is actually saving your life. So what are you saying, Brother Will? You said, I should be bad? All I'm saying is, whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, the pendulum swings to the right. All I'm saying is, the tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. That's all I'm saying. Now, you can slice it, and you can dice it any way you want. But all I'm saying is, I would not have been a very good cop if I had not been a very good criminal. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and do bad things. So don't call me and don't email me telling me what Brother Will said. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Paul asked God three times, I asked Father, please take this thorn. First of all, what did he say the thorn was? Remember the story? He said that that is a messenger of Satan. Hold up. Why Satan is attached to me? I don't understand. This took me years to figure out. And I've never heard it preached nowhere. Never. I'm not saying that they don't preach it. I'm saying I haven't heard it. So Paul asked God a question. He said, God, I need you to take this thorn from me. Take it from me. Because it's inside my flesh. Notice it was a thorn. No, man, you know what? We got to read that. Let's go read it real quick. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. I know it's 2 Corinthians 12 somewhere. Let me find it real quick. I've said this story so many times. I do apologize, but the Spirit said somebody need to hear it again. So let's break it down quickly. Paul had a thorn in his flesh. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 5. Let's start with verse 4. 2 Corinthians 12, 4. Very, very important. I was caught up into paradise. The things that he heard were too sacred for words, things that man is not permitted to tell. Wow. 2 Corinthians 12, 4. We could spend about 4 or 5 hours on things that he heard that were sacred, too sacred for words. So that means there's some stuff that you can't even speak. But we get something, we go post it on Facebook. I've been telling y'all for years, man, some things you can't put on Facebook. Some things you can't speak. Things that men are not permitted to tell. Some things, brother, I had a sister ask me the other day, Brother Will, did you ever read this book? I said, yeah. Why come you didn't tell me about it? Some things I don't post on Facebook because I know it's going to cause more harm than good. Facebook is not the platform that I can break it down for you didactically and explain it. All I'm going to do is cause damage. So some things you might want to keep to yourself, homie. Verse 5, I will boast about such a man, but I will not boast about myself except in my weakness. Verse 6, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 6, even if I wanted to boast, I would not be a fool, because I will be speaking the truth, but I refrain so no one will credit me with more than he sees in me or hears from me. Sometimes, just because you know the answer, maybe you should keep it to yourself so that way people don't, you know, you don't take credit for something that's really not yours. Now, I say a lot of stuff, but I know there's a whole lot of stuff that I don't say. You know, yesterday I was dropping dimes about little stuff here and there, but I didn't go into no detail. I tell you guys all the time, man, if you guys knew everything that I know, we wouldn't be friends. And people said, hey, Brother Will, tell me what you know. And I said, maybe some other time. I don't tell everybody what I know. Why? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6, even if I wanted to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth. So I am not going to come over here and tell you the truth. I'm going to talk in circles, and I'm going to let the truth find you, same way it found me. Because guess what? If you're serious, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you in all truth. All you got to do is just say the same prayer I said. Father, I don't know you, but if you are real, I need you to manifest and show me the truth. Because right now what I got, I'm going back and hang out with Lucifer and his boys, because actually they don't, you know, they should be pretty good. Even though I know at the end it's going to cost me my soul. But I'd rather party now and pay later, unless you real. Now, if you real, I'm going to need you to show me you real. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. But I encourage you, don't pray that prayer unless you're serious. Because if you pray, the Bible says, try me and see. See, the God that I said, he tells me, hey, I'm the biggest Eve on the planet. Nobody better than me. See, I hang out with that dude. So when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't feel no evil. Why? I got the biggest gun in the park. So everybody else got these little pea shooters. I come to the park with a big gun. And so I know no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I know all who rise up against me shall fall. I know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I don't worry about what I shall eat or what I shall drink, because I know my Heavenly Father knows I have need of these things before I even ask. So everybody else is worried and scared and all of this stuff. I don't give a rip what Obama's doing or Trump doing or anybody else for that matter, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. There is no weapon on earth, off the earth, under the earth, in there that can do nothing to me as long as I'm in my side of my purpose and my dear Kenya. And see, when you become a king's kid, you inherit all those things too. That's the purpose of today's message and the whole series for 2017, to get you to understand that you are a God, son of God, according to John 10 and according to Psalms 82:6. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. I know it makes you real uncomfortable, right? Say it, I'm a God. That makes you feel uncomfortable, right? Because we don't know what a God is. You ever go to dictionary.com and look it up? A God means vocare. It means somebody that can smell. Can you speak? Can you do what I'm doing? Okay, then. I don't understand. You are an angel. Have you ever looked up what an angel means? An angel means somebody got a message. Is there anybody listening to the sound of my voice got a freaking message? So don't text me, man. Don't call me talking about it. I don't know what I'm talking about. You might want to go look up the definition of the terms and the words that you're using. I'm not talking to you personally. I'm talking to all the Reverend Mike Bishops out there that's listening. Jesus is telling us, we don't know what we're doing. And I'm trying to help you to speak the truth and refrain sometimes from speaking the truth. Why? Verse 7. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. Sorry for that tirade. Y'all know I get, you know, my panties in the water every once in a while. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 says, and with surpassing great revelations, so to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. What the is going on? Are you serious? Let me read that again. I mean, let me read this in the New Living Translation. Man, I wrestled with this for years. So you mean to tell me, listen, you just invited Satan to hang out with me, and I'm trying to get rid of him, and you're telling me? So you go to church, somebody lays hands on you to get rid of the devil, and God's sending him right back. You get rid of him, he comes right back. You get rid of him. So you mean to tell me you got two wolves, you feeding one, and you starving the other one? And God is telling you, if you get rid of him, you're going to die spiritually. So what you saying, Brother Will, I'm saying you might want to feed that devil every once in a while. He's your devil. He's your dog on a leash. Who does God's bad work? I'm just curious. So if God got rid of the devil, who's going to do the bad stuff for him? So if you get rid of that bad disposition that you got, when you have a bad day, the Bible says, be angry, but keep it on a leash. I'm telling you the same thing that the Bible is telling you. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology, I understand, but you got selective pleronomics, and you have chosen not to select the bad guy. I'm telling you, that dude that you don't like, bring him along with you. Just keep him on a leash. Throw him a morsel every once in a while. Just make sure that he don't override you. That's what I do. I'm not trying to be no freaking pope. I ain't trying to be no holier than thou. I'm not trying to be no freaking super saint. I don't want nobody worshiping me. I ain't trying to start no damn cult. Man, I'm trying to be me. I'm trying to be authentic. I'm trying to be who God designed me to be. And there's a lot of people that don't like it. I don't give up. Now, I used to. I used to care. I used to walk around trying to please everybody. That's the ticket for death, spiritual death. Man, you better find out who God has designed and gifted you to be, good and bad, and accept yourself, love yourself. Drag that demon out and say, you work for me. I don't work for you. Now, he's going to say, I'm sorry, you work for me. That's the battle. See, the battle is not that you're trying to get rid of, let me give you the scripture again, so that way you can understand, so you don't think I'm making this up. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Let's read it in the New Living Translation. Even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God, I'm a man of God. God downloads stuff into my spirit. This message I'm giving to you right now, where the hell you think I got it from? I got it from the big G. No little G can tell you this revelation that I'm telling you. Have you heard this talk spoken anyway? Have you ever heard somebody tell you to, yeah, be bad? Sin. Have you ever heard that? Yeah, I don't think so. They ain't going to tell you that. Have you read? Now, let's read. Let's continue reading. It says, even though I'm a wonderful person and I have received great, wonderful revelations from God, so to keep me from becoming proud, I have been given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and to keep me from being proud. So that's why you got that bad guy. That's why you always do blind. That's why you got that secret sin you want nobody to know. Oh, you know, at night I watch a little porn, homie. Or, you know what, I smoke me a little reefer. Or, you know what, man, I do this, I do that, and the devil make you feel bad. I don't feel bad. I know why it's there. See, if you don't answer that why question 7 times, brother, the devil going to yo beep every day, all day, until you accept the fact that that sin ain't no sin. That's a messenger sent by God to keep me inside of my position, inside of my space. So every time I start reading all the hype about how great I am, oh, yeah, Master Teacher 33, oh, I got 50 books, oh, but I got 1,500 one-hour shows. Oh, man, I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm going to need, you know what, I'm going to farm me a coat. I'm going to need everybody to kiss my ring finger. I'm going to need all y'all to bring y'all wives in so I can have sex with them once a week. And in fact, I'm going to need everybody to do. In order for me not to go cuckoo, I got this dude attached to me. And every time I start getting a big head, that dude makes me do something stupid. And I'm like, damn, why the hell did I do that? Oh, yeah, I'm in this flesh. And as long as I'm in this flesh, I got a messenger to remind me, Negro, you ain't God. You're made in his image, and you're made in his likeness, but you ain't him. You have his potential. You can do what he do because you can create, but you are co-creating. And every time I get a stupid attack and start thinking more highly of myself than I ought, guess what happens? The messenger pokes me in my face and says, hey, don't forget about me, buddy. Let's go watch some porn. You know you want to watch some porn. Come on, dog. Stop playing with yourself. Walk around here talking about you God's gift to the planet. You know, you better sit down. And then the reality comes up and say, oh, I'm not God's gift to the planet. I got works to do. Look at verse 8. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 8. This is me, man. This is so me. 2 Corinthians 12, 8. Three times I pleaded with the Lord, take it away from me. Say, man, do y'all have any idea? Man, I used to cry and beg God every day. Oh, God, please help me to be like my brother and my sister. My brother and sister, they've been at the same job for 30 years. They still there. Man, I've had 60-plus jobs. I stopped counting. I compare myself to my brother. It's depressing. He's an all-American man, straight-A student. Dude had 30 scholarships offers when we was in high school. Could have went to any major college he wanted to in the freaking world. Man, I don't even know how I graduated. I couldn't read or write. I was walking around peeing and defecating on myself. I didn't have no freaking girlfriends. I was a loser. People didn't even know I went to school. I remember they said, man, my graduation, I wasn't even there. They didn't even know I was going to school. I was a nobody. I wasn't even a fly on the wall. I wasn't even on the wall. I was a capital loser. Capital. Capital loser. And if I had the gumption, I would not be here because I tried 3 times to kill myself when I was a kid. Drove my bike out in front of an 18-wheeler, and the 18-wheeler was too high. It hit me. It ran over me, and all I did was get burned from the freaking muffler, and I rolled underneath the 18-wheeler. I couldn't even kill myself. That's how much of a loser I was. So I tried again. Go out in front of a car, the car hit, and I rolled on top of the car, broke the windshield, rolled over the top of the car, off the back of the car, and fell on the back. And the lady jumped out. Oh, son, are you okay? I got up and ran off. Went to the woods and just cried. You want to talk about a loser. Man, and y'all wonder why I have the righteous indignation that I have today. I don't know, man. I try to be as transparent as I possibly can because I know nobody else is. And I'm telling you, not because I read it in no book. If God be for you, I don't give a damn who's against you. Can't nobody touch you when you're inside of your lane and inside of your position. 3 times I pleaded with God, way more than 3 times, make me into somebody else because I hated myself. My self-image was freaking gone. Some people got, most people listen to me, I got flawed self-image. Dude, do that. I didn't even have a self-image. And then I started reading stuff like 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly in my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So the next time you want to beat yourself up, the next time you want to listen to some fool behind a pulpit to try to make you feel bad for being you, because I lived my entire life feeling bad and beating myself up for shit I should not have been concerned about. And so that is why you cannot move past your psychological barrier, because you believe that thing is true and it's a lie from the pit. That's your ego. That ain't you. Your ego is preventing you from being you. And I'm angry and I'm upset because guess what? There is no demons or no devils that causes your problems. It's you. It's that belief system in your head that you brought. And until you get rid of that sucker, and until you get in contact with the true authentic Christ, the true authentic God, until you have a relationship, brother, until you have a relationship, sister, that is private, that is professional, that is based upon you 24/7, 365, operating in your spirit, that is activating your entire soul, that allows you to connect back to your source, and until your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect, not nobody else's, is controlled by you, and you don't need no outside influence, you don't need no music, you don't need no song, you don't need nothing to get you in the spirit. You ain't got to be worked up. You ain't got to conjure up nothing until you can wake up in the morning and just vibrate on your frequency, until you fall in love with yourself, until you love yourself so much there ain't nobody outside of you, I don't care who they are or who they ain't, that can affect you. And until you stop allowing you to affect you, you will not be effective in the kingdom. So I don't know what problem you got going on in your head right now. I don't know why you're beating yourself up. I don't know why you think that you're not this and you're not that. All I'm saying, until you elevate your self-image, how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself the way God does? I don't think so. So how does God see you? Have you ever, like, read what God says about you? And you telling me that God is lying when he created you? So if anybody knows you, if you want to know the purpose of a thing, you don't ask another thing. If you want to know the purpose of the thing, ask the creator of the thing. If you want to know the purpose of a thing, don't ask another thing. If you want to know the purpose of a thing, ask the creator of the thing. If you want to know the purpose of a thing, don't another thing. If you want to know the purpose of a thing, ask the creator of that thing. If I'm driving a Ford, I ain't taking it to the Mercedes-Benz dealer, because Mercedes, they don't build Fords. If I want to know something about a Ford, I'm going to take it to a Ford dealer, and I'm going to talk to the Ford manufacturer. So you are made in the image and likeness of God. So therefore, if you want to know anything about yourself, you might want to ask God, brother. You might want to ask God, sister, because anybody else, what they're going to tell you is their freaking opinion. And their opinion is like everybody's booty hole. Everybody got one. So it's important for you to stop playing around and stop playing church because, again, I don't know about you, but in 2017, I'm taking the gloves off, brother. I'm taking the gloves off, sister. And that old dude that you know, that sucker is dead. I buried him. So I'm not walking around on pins and needles anymore. I'm not placating so that people can, I can play these feel-good messages so you don't get your feelings hurt. I don't need no friends. I got enough friends already. So if what I'm saying is offensive to you, God bless you. But I'm changing souls because I started by changing my own. So whosoever shall save his life will lose it. But whosoever loses his life for my sake will save it. I lost mine because the life I had wasn't worth deadly. So I gave it up. And I suggest that you do the same, brother. That is the challenge that I am presenting to you today, is that you oscillate and that you vibrate according to the God self that you are. Right now you are playing small. You don't understand that the word of God is alive. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow. It is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Because in the beginning was the word, brother. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. He was in the beginning. He created everything. Nothing exists without him. Words. And so what am I doing right now? I am speaking words. That is God. If you can speak, then you have the same capacity as a God. I'm not saying that you are the God. I'm just saying that you are made in the image and the likeness of a God. And I need you to understand that the word of God has 12 attributes. These are the 12 traits, the 12 characteristics. These are the 12 qualities that I vibrate in. And it is my prayer that one day that you oscillate and that you vibrate in the same frequency. Number one, the word of God is like milk. Number two, the word of God is like meat. Number three, the word of God is like water. Number four, the word of God is like honey. Number five, the word of God is like bread. Number six, the word of God is like a seed. Number seven, the word of God is like a hammer. Number eight, the word of God is like a sword. Number nine, the word of God is like a flaming fire. Number 10, the word of God is like a light. Number 11, the word of God is like a lamp. Number 12, the word of God is like gold. All of these are scriptures that I've taken out of the Bible. So every time the devil tries to come around and make me feel bad, I make him feel bad because I break down the word of God. And then I go and I find out, and out of this, I'm taking out of my book, Air to Be You. See, right now, you're a copy of somebody else. And I'm challenging you to be you. There ain't no other person on earth that can be you. I am begging you to get my book that I've sent to everybody already called Dare to Be You. Turn to page 33, as in Master Teacher 33, and read page 33. And it says, who God says I am, John 1, 12. God says I'm a child of God. John 15:1 says, I am the branch of the true vine. I am a conduit for God. God will flow through my body according to John 15:1. According to John 15:15, I am a friend. I am no longer a slave. I've been bought with a price, and now God calls me his friend. Now, I don't know about you, but God takes care of his friends very well. Romans 3:25 says, I have been justified and I have been redeemed. So when the enemy comes and tell me, yeah, you ain't nothing, I go to Romans chapter 3, verse 24, and I tell him, homie, I've been justified. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Then I read Romans 6:6, and I said, my old self has been crucified with Christ. I am no longer a slave. Then I read Galatians and said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Then I go and I read Romans 8:1, and it says, I am not condemned. I may be convicted, but I am not condemned. Then I read Romans 8:2 that says that I have been set free from the law of sin. So therefore, sin don't have no power over me, homie. And then I read Ephesians 2:4. It says that because of God's grace, because of God's mercy, because of God's love, I have been made alive in Christ. Then I read Ephesians 2:6 that says that I am seated in heavenly places with Christ. And then I read Ephesians 2:10 that said, I am God's workmanship, and I have been created to produce good works. So I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, everything that my hand touches turns to gold, because according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, God has designed me to produce good works. So every day, all day, I oscillate and I vibrate and I go out and I produce good works. Because according to Ephesians 2:13, I have been brought near to Christ. According to Ephesians 5:30, I am a member of Christ's body. According to Ephesians 3:12, I have boldness and confidence in Christ. According to Ephesians 4:24, I am a new man and a new body, and I'm oscillating and vibrating in the newness. According to Ephesians 5:8, I was formerly in darkness, but now I am in the light. So, yeah, I used to do a lot of bad stuff. Yeah, I used to hang out and do this, that, and the other, but not no more. According to Ephesians 5:8, I'm no longer in darkness. I'm in the light. According to Philippians 3:20, I am a citizen. I am a citizen of heaven. And I can go on and on and on and on about who God says I am, about what God says I can do. What does God say I can do? Philippians 4:13, God tells me I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, brother. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, sister. So if you got an obstacle, it's just an illusion. It's just ill, sick, illusion, Zion. It's a sick cell. It's a sick city. It's sick noise. So that noise produces nausea. So I'm going to walk right through it. Why? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What has God given me? 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he's given me a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. So when the enemy comes up and tell me, oh, yeah, homie, you scared, and you don't know, no, I don't think so, brother. I don't think so, sister, because God has not given me a spirit of fear. He's given me a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. And that's just scratching the surface. So I highly recommend that you do what I did, and I put it inside of a book for you. So that way you ain't got to do the work. All you got to do is pick it up and read it. And I sent it to you. It's in your email. The title of that book is called Dare to Be You. I challenge you today to be you. I challenge you to be you. I challenge you to select holistic claironomic integration. That means that your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect is all being controlled by the word of God that comes from the Spirit of God. That the Holy Spirit would lead you and guide you into all truth like he does me. I guarantee you, brothers and sisters, your life will never be the same. I guarantee it. I guarantee it that your spirit and your soul will be connected to the source if all you do is yield to the Ruach and the Pneuma and let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you instead of letting the unholy spirit push you and manipulate you. Brothers and sisters, I'm over time. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show, joining me tonight. Again, we've got an early show tonight because I've got a meeting. I got something going on tonight at 7. So we'll do an early show this afternoon, probably at about 5 or 5:30. Kick it off early, so hopefully everybody will be able to attend. If not, you guys know everything has been recorded, and I will be sending it to you a little bit later on this afternoon or later on tonight after it's completed. Brothers and sisters, I love y'all. I know I talk crazy, but I'm very passionate about who I am now. The devil's trying to take me out. I don't know. Maybe you guys live a different life than I did. Maybe y'all came from a silver spoon background, and maybe everything was handed to you. I don't know. I just know where I came from, and I know where I am now. And I thank God for grace and mercy. I am grateful, and I'm happy because I get paid every day to be me. I get paid to be me. I don't need no product or no service. This is me. And I'm getting paid to be me. And everybody that's listening to me, you should be getting paid to be you. And I'm going to teach you how to do that. Brothers and sisters, may God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming. Thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming. Pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people. It's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true.